is v'loy ki mishum avara, that you're burning, you made a fire. Also shlo l'sarach, you are burning. So this burning, regular cooking, you're allowed to make havara l'sarach ha'echol nefesh if you can eat the food. But here you cannot eat this food, just like the bishul is shlo l'sarach, the havara is also shlo l'sarach. So see clearly, you receive two different malkasin for yomtiv. There's the amalach of havara, burning, and there's the amalach of bishul. And here you did both actions, yichayiv two lavs. Now, v'yimisa, if you're telling me that the Tana holds by yomtiv, there's no chilek malachas, you only receive one malchus by yomtiv, even though you did two lavs. Mishum havara lo mechayiv, you should not receive a separate malchus for havara for burning. Doi chayiv le mishum bishulei, we already put in the lav of bishul on yomtiv. So how come here it says clearly the Tana holds clearly that there's yesh chilek malachas even by yomtiv? So it says no. That's not pshan. This Tana here. Apik havara v'yayil gid hanosha shanavela. That all the Tana said was, by doing this action, there are five lavs. You know what we're talking about? That the gid hanosha was from a behemoth of a nevela. And therefore you get another lav of eating a nevela. There's one lav of eating, as it comes out, there are three lavs of eating. There's a lav of eating basa b'cholub, there's a lav of eating gid hanosha, and there's a lav of eating nevela. Someone says that's not true. For Tani Reb Chiya B'Chiya, when he explained this Mishnah, he said, this Bryce, he said clearly, there are only two lavs here for the action of eating. The third lav, there are three lavs by cooking. Now, what you're telling me now, that you're not chai mishum havara for the burning, but you're chai because of eating the vela, is so the opposite. You're chai three feeding. They're telling me for cooking there's only two for the cooking basa b'cholov and cooking on yomtiv. So according you see clearly that yesh chilek malachas. If he says yichayiv three for cooking, it must be that havara has a separate lav. So according you see, not like you see a ton hold yesh chilek malachas on yomtiv. Shmuel says maybe no. Ela rather apik havara, the fifth lav is not the burning, because we hold maybe ein chilek malachas on yomtiv. But rather the ayel ati asherah. The case is he was burning wood from avodah zarah ati asherah. The azarosam yochah, the law for this is, lo yidbak v'yotcha min acherim. You can't have any enjoyment at all from ati asherah. So if you go to burn it, you're having enjoyment from it, there's a law, and therefore you receive malchus.
You're in the middle of Shaila. There's yesh chilek malachas by yomtiv or not. If you do two malachas on yomtiv, you get received twice malchas or not. So Morris says, we have this brisa here, Mavashol, that says you receive two time malchas in, one for the avoro and one for the bishul. So Morris wants to say, no, there's only one malchas for yomtiv. So the question is, where's the fifth one? So last one we had was, v'yayil atzei asherah. Put in, the wood was made out of atzei asherah. And the Azrosam Yochad, the Pasuk says, "V'lo yidbak biyodcha min acherim." There's a lav not to have enjoyment from the avodah zarah. These are the five lavs. So again, you have no proof to say yesh chilek melachas by yomtiv. It's possible to say that on yomtiv we hold ein chilek melachas. If you do a few melachas on yomtiv, there's only one malchus. Why over here are the five malchus in? True, there are three for burning. But the third one for burning was because it was Atzei Asherah. Now the Gemara asks, Oma le Ravacha b'rei de Rav l'Ravashi, v'rilka nami mishum loy sovi tuev el beisecha. If we're talking about Atzei Asherah, there should be a sixth lav. There's another lav, not only not to have enjoyment, but to not bring it into your house. Loy sovi tuev el beisecha. See that you're burning it in your house, most probably, there should be another lav involved. So it can't be Atzei Asherah. Gemara says, "Ela rather hocha b'mayaskinon." What are we talking about over here? Ela hocha b'mayaskinon. Kagoyin shebishol bishloy biatzei hegdish. That the wood was made from was hegdish. It belonged to hegdish. So you're having enjoyment from hegdish. V'yazarosam yocha. Here there's only one lav. It says v'yashreyem tisrafun beish. That the avodizor is you should burn in fire. And the pasuk ends off loisasun kein l'Hashem l'kechem. You're not allowed to do this for Hashem Elokeichem. You're not allowed to burn for the purpose, for our sake. So therefore, you cannot take Atzei Hegdish and burn it. This is the yist of having hanor from Atzei Hegdish.
Why don't you take the easy answer and say that it was not done in the house,
it
was done on the
outside? Now the more, a few questions now. Simin Shivnoi Shanaz. Maskev lo Rav Aishia. V'lech Shivnam mi hazareya b'nachal eisen. If you want to have before in the Mishnah, it says, yesh chayrish telemechot. That what there are eight malkasim. So Chur the Tana wants to tell us the Chiddush that for one action you're doing, you could receive plenty of malkas. So the question is, why only eight? Let me give you another case. That the same Chirisha not only was in the Beis HaKloros, but was also in the Nachal Eison, where they once used the Egla Rufa there. They made an Egla Rufa there. The Yazaros and Mecha, the Lav is like this. It says in the Torah, Asher lo yavoid boy for lo yizareya. That once you make the Egla Rufa, that place where you chop off the head of the Egla Rufa, you're not supposed to plant and use that ground. See, let's say we're talking about that he planted now on the Mokum where they made an Egla Rufa. So there's another lav not to plant there. So you grab the case, Yesh Chorish Telemechod, V'chayel Olof Mishum Tisha Lavin. That's one question. Mask of Lorav Chanina. V'lech Shivnami HaMoichik Es Hashem Balichosai. Let's put another case. That in the ground, it was written out there Hashem's name. Hashem's name was made indentions in the ground itself. And by you coming and plowing there, you're plowing over the name of Hashem. That's a lav. For Yazaros, so where was the lav that you received, Malchus? For this Mehocham. For Yavaratem Eshimom. To destroy the name of an Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk ends off, Loisasun Ken Hashem Olakechem. You're not allowed to do this to Hashem. It means Hashem's name, there's a lav not to destroy it. So you're going to have another Malchus. You have a tenth one. More doesn't answer this. Maskiv lo Rav Avua. V'lech shivnam mi ha-koytis es beharosai. That while the person was cutting using the kli machrisha, this plow, it's sharp, he also used it to cut off a beharos, to cut off the nega that he had on his body. And his overlav, v'yazarosam yocha, the Pasuk says, he shomer b'nega atzaras. You have to watch the nega atzaras, which means you are not, it's not allowed to cut it off. If you cut off the nega, the part of your body that has the nega, it's a lav. So you could be done while you're making the harisha with this plow, this sharp plow, you cut yourself. Why is this also included? Mask of Abaya. V'lech shivnami ha-meziach ha-choshir mi-aleifet. Modna. As while the person was harishir, he was a kohenir, maybe he's a kohen gadol, wearing the choshir mi-aleifet, so while he was making this harisha, he also moved the choshir from the aleifet. That's also a good question. In fact, he was always in the basic verse, for sure not. He's in the basic verse here in the Mishnah.
We mentioned that he was a
Kohen anyhow. Yeah, I wasn't a Kohen Gadol. No, now he's a Kohen Gadol. I'm not sure. The Mishnah said better than you. The Kohen Gadol is Ziyach HaChoshen Mial Eifoit. And also, this is sure. The Hameser Badi Oren. He has the Oren there with him also. And he's taken out the staffs from the Oren. It's also allowed. For what does the Oren do in the basic chorus here? And the Yazarosa, where's the lav? Yazarosa mihocha. Lo yasuru says, now I'm going to take, remove the staffs from the Oren. And also, lo yaziach ha-choshin, you can't move the choshin from the apoid. So you can have kamalavin. Right. So Tais speaks out, on this Tais, we say out the second Tais is, Master of Oishiyah, to kosher, to ash the pork, to the Gemara, he asked a lot of questions. There's no answers. We don't have that. Usually Gemara asks the question, Gemara give answers. Here's a load of questions, no answers. The Sokh Lema says you have to say, Tiyakoch is a tona v'shayir. You have to say, because of all these questions, that for sure the answer is, when it says 8, it's lav dafk 8, there could be 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. But it only says this and left out a few. The question is, before we did not like this answer. For us, we said by Yomtiv, it's tona v'shayir. So isn't there, it's different. Because over there, it said already Yom Tov, it said already Bishol. So now, they said already, Chorish. So Zareya, it should have said also. The Mishnah says, Yechayiv on Yom Tov Mishum Chorish. So that's the question. If you're talking about Yom Tov already, you should have also said Zareya. That's, there you can answer Tona V'Shayir. But here, to say all these different cases that are not so common, here you could say Tona V'Shayir. I mean, really, it's possible to have one case with 20 lavs. So these cases we're not talking about. You have to answer on all these questions, ton of a shayir. The Tanna says some, but he left some to your imagination. Could have some more also. Right. Maskev lo Ravashi. Velechshev nami ha-chorish b'yatzi ha-shero. Let's say the charisha, the plow was made from atzi ha-shero, and you have the enjoyment from it. V'yazrosam yocho. Lo yidbak b'yot chamuma. It's another lab you could have. Another question. Maskev lo Ravino. Velechshev nami ha-koytzitz ilonis toivois.
That while you're plowing now, you're cutting down your orange tree. And it's allowed. V'yazrosam yocho. You can eat from these trees, but do not cut them down. There's love about tashchis, not to destroy good fruit trees. So we have another love here. Omalei Rav Zera l'Rav Mani. V'lech shuv nami k'goin ti'oma shivua shleyechrosh b'yomtev. Let's say also the person made a shivua. He swore he would not make a harisha on yomtev. And now he's making a harisha on yomtev. He has another love. Gemara says no shvua hosom loikochala shvua. Here the shvua is not chal, doesn't start off. Why? Mushba v'yomim mehasiniu. There's a lav in the Torah not to plow on yomtiv. So something you can't do midiraisa, you cannot make a shvua to get like einis achalalisa. Since it's also anyway, you're mushba v'nasinai not to plow on yomtiv, so you can't make a shvua. Omalei answer back still to go in the yomah shvua shli echrosh bein b'choil bein b'yomtiv. Let's say the person made a shavua not to plow both on Yom Tov and on the weekdays. And so there's a migu. To migu the chalalei shavua b'choil, since the shavua could be chal for Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Friday. That there, it's not a yot, it's not a Shabbos. It could be chal, chalalei not maybe Yom Tov, like a migu, it's not chalal. Since the yisra is chal, part of it is chal, it's chal completely. So Gemara says, nidi the yisra b'shela loiketoni. Our Mishnah is not talking about cases that you could be shoyel, means go to the chochem and be matarit. Take off the issa. That the issa shavua, you could be shoyel on the issa shavua. I said they're starting off a little bit with shavua. That's the next mesechta here. So you could be shoyel, you could remove the issa shavua. For the gemara, look at the gemara v'loy. Is that true what you're saying? For Ray Hegdish, the Mishnah said one of the cases was yichurish with his chamor the shor of Hegdish. The Hegdish, you could be shoyel. Hegdish comes through a neder, you could remove the yisra hegdish, you could be poida, or you could also be matir, you could take off the yisra hegdish. And the word b'chor, we're talking about now, the Mishnah means a shor, means a b'chor. A b'chor, you can't take off the kedusha. A b'chor that's born a b'chor, it has kedusha by itself, it's not kiddush machmas dibur, it's born with its kedusha, pet the rechem gives its kedusha, you can't remove that kedusha. That's what the Mishnah means, such a b'chor, such a kedusha. But the Mavarei Nazir, the Mishnah says another lav was the person was a Nazir in the basic verse. And we know a Nazir has goes through a Gidrei Nidorim. You could be Shoyel, you could take off your Naziris. And the Gemara, the Mishnah means the Nazir Shimshin. It means a Nazir Shimshin that the Shimshin cannot remove his Naziris. It was a Naziris, right. A Naziris, right. The Naziris came through a Malach. It wasn't through a Kaich of a Dibur. The Malach made the Naziris Shimshin. Therefore, you can't remove. There's no din shayla if you accept upon yourself to be a nazir shimshin. Where's the question? No, the Mishnah came to talking about that. Shimshin Shimshin was allowed to touch mason. His naziris was a new type of naziris. It was only not to cut and not to drink wine, but the mason was mutter. So if a person in the kabbal upon himself naziris shimshin, it doesn't fit into our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talked about that he went into the basic forest. That's his love. So it has to be a regular nazir, not a nazir shimshin. Since the kashya is Issa b'sheila, elos lechur tekashin. Let it say nazir lechur is Issa b'sheila. Still the Mishnah says it. Says so. Why doesn't our Tana say a shvua shleyechrish hayoyim and yomtiv? Elo rather the answer to this is haytana Issa kelo lesley. He does not hold from this Issa kelo. Even though you made a shvua not to plan, not to plow on the weekdays, that it should be chal. But since you also included not to plow on Yom Tov, therefore the neder is not chal at all, the shvua. He doesn't know from Yisra Kelul. Lamaisa, the shvua cannot be chal upon Yom Tov. Yom Tov is mushva v'yomid. It's like ein Yisra Chal Lissa. But since a part of the shvua is not chal, it's not chal at all. So therefore our Mishnah, there's no Yisra shvua. That's why the Mishnah did not put in shvua. So there's only one answer. The only answer we have so far why the Mishnah didn't say shvua. But all the other questions is a good question, and like Tosafot says, the answer has to be Tana v'Shayir.
The Mishnah only says certain cases, but not all cases. It does leave out some. Omer Rabbi Yoshiya, Rabbi Yoshiya says the Chiddush. Omer Rabbi Yoshiya, Hamabi Yashor, Psuli HaMikdashim. If you mabi, you make a mate, make them live together. A shor, knocks on a cow. But Psuli HaMikdashim, that means they were kabonis, and then they became posel. And you appointed them, Psuli HaMikdashim, Mishno Leika. You receive Malkus, Leika Shnayim. You receive two Malkus in. That's his Chiddush. That a Psuli HaMikdashim, Rashi says, after pigeon, Rashi says, Sheniftu, you already paid it. Afilo almino, even if you put a cow and an ox together, the min, still like it. Let's see Rashi. Sharei guf echot. Really, it's one guf, this shor. But via sol akasa shnei gufim, the Torah calls it like two different bodies. The Torah schulin, the Torah's kodeshim yeshalom. It has two halachas now. Torah schulin, shemot yachila mechus lepesach. You'll not eat it outside the ayamayim. Or outside Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat it after you pray to it. But it still has some kedusha that it's also the gizah of the avodah. Absolutely, on Mekdashim, even after you pray to it, you're not allowed to cut it off. It's also with the gizah, and you can't work with it. There's only a head to eat it. So that's what Vaishya's Chiddush, that this behema of Absolutely Mekdashim is called Tuminim. It's only one animal, but it has kedusha on it, and it has chulun on it. It's called like one animal. Therefore, if you put the mate together, there's an isra of klayim. You're putting chulin and hegdish together. That's also considered klayim. And one more chiddush. Amar Rav Yitzchok, ha-manig b'shor psul ha-mikdashim. If you have your wagon that you left one shore, that it was once a korban, and it became a balmum, and then you appointed it, so it's called psul ha-mikdashim. If you let that animal lead you, your manig b'shor psul ha-mikdashim, like you receive malchus. It's called you being manig with klayim. Why? Because Sharei Guf Echad, it's one animal, true, but Guf Echad, the Torah calls it like two different Gufim. It has Kedusha, and it has Chulun to it. Therefore, it's Nisav Chayim Shum Klayim. The Harish, they have the Atzmai Klayim. They're so Akosta Shnei Gufim. So Rashi himself ends off, V'loi Shumati Rayim Minolam Dechulun V'Kodeshim Klayim Zebizeh. I don't see where the proof for this halacha is. That just the fact this Behema has a din of Kodeshim, and a din of chulun is called klayim together. For Dovah Taimu, Rashi ends off, the Rivon, is a Dovah Taimu to say this, that really it's only one animal here. True, it had once Kedusha. So it had became a Balmum, you appointed it, so most of the Kedusha went off. You're allowed to eat it now. Just it has Kedusha that you're not allowed to work with it. That's the Chiddush to say, it's mamish called like two different bodies that the Vienes a klayim to work with him. But that's the Yitzchak, that's the way Paschim like this. If you're manning, Bishop Sulam Adoshim is like it. Now the famous Mishnah, Kama Malkin. How much after Kama Sechta? Kama Malkin. When somebody does a lav, Benezid, with Asrura receives Malkus, how many whips do we give him? Kama Malkin, I say. Aboyim Chosarachas, 39. Shinemar, I, the post says Aboyim Yakenu, but it says, the post before says the Misper Aboyim. It means to say, a Misper Minyan Shu Samach Laboyim. An account up to 40, but not included 40. Rashi, the Rivom explains. The pasuk says the pilo ha-shevet v'ikol l'fonov k'dei reshose b'mispar, and then the pasuk says aboyim mekenu v'dashinon k'mandach siv b'mispar aboyim. That means minyan shusaychem es aboyim, a count right next to 40. Since it doesn't say yakenu aboyim b'mispar, otherwise the pasuk should have said yakenu aboyim b'mispar, that we hit him 40, but rather it says b'mispar aboyim yakenu, means a count up to 40, but not included. Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, no, aboyim shleimus. Rabbi Yehuda Shitra is, he gets 40 whips. 40. Who like it? If so, because he dashes aboyim yakenu plain. For the more of a hechenu like this 40th whip, where do we give it to him? Like we'll soon see, we divide up the whips by threes. That one third is in front, and two thirds are on the back and the shoulders. So that's good if you have a number divided by 3, 39. But if you have 40, that's an odd number, where do we give it? So Moran says the 40th one, according to Rabbi Yehuda, bank safer, between his shoulders. That's the 40th whip, is a bank safer. Now, we always, like, we have to check him out first. We have to make sure he's not going to die with these 39 whips. So we have to have a doctor check him out how many he could take. If we're going to take, let's say, 10, so we do not give him 10, but 9. That has to be a number that could be divided by 3. Because there has to be, one third of it has to be in front, and two thirds in the back. So it has to be divided by three. Let's say we hold he could receive 40 or 39. They started to whip him. And then the umdu shen yochel kabbalah boyin, after whipping him,